Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa, Maria, and Saroma. And as always, before we begin, I would like us to take a moment to honor the ancestors. And I always start, of course, with my teachers, Meli Doma and Sobonfo Somme. And, boy, I have so much gratitude to them for what they chose to do, the sacrifices they chose to make to bring the dagger of medicine wheel into Western culture psyche and for me to be a keeper of it. So please think about those ancestors in your life who are there supporting you, helping you, growing you as we do this invocation before this multicast. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you at the opening of 2024 and ask you to enable us to begin living our personal renaissance in earnest by remembering and enacting upon our higher purposes during this auspicious mineral year. Grant us access to our higher timeline where we know that what we are seeking is seeking us. Give us the strength and courage to continue to accept and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, daring greatly to live out our new narratives and knowing that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, ancestors, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe Yeho Asah, Shinga Bismillah, and so it is. Ashe. Yeah. I'm just taking a breath because it's just so wonderful. I'm so grateful to have this platform and to be here connecting with all of you at this time and in this way. So here's what I have for you this evening. Here's my overview. We're going to talk 2024 annual theme. I'm going to define it for you. Then, of course, I'm going to go through the 24 collective commitments. And, of course, I will conclude with giving you a personal growth opportunity. This is a mineral year. This is a year for higher purpose realization or remembering or living fully. It's also a time for connecting with people's souls. Yeah. We're also in what will be in February, but like some people in Asia, like in Japan, they start to honor this from January 1st. The year of the green dragon, green wood dragon. And dragon years are considered very, very good, very good, very wonderful years in according to Chinese astrology. And I mentioned last week when I did my other live broadcast that I would be sharing with you some dragon movies for this green dragon year. So here's my list. Number one, Spirited Away, which is so cool, and the dragon in that fits in so powerfully into the overall message. Aragon is another great one, and both of these are where dragon is support. But you will have some like The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, where the dragon is out to get you. But even with Smaug, there is something in that of a teaching, like why he goes so ballistic. Dragonheart is another really good one. Rain of Fire, which I haven't seen, but it's very interesting. It's like, what happens in the future if dragons come back and take over? Of course, How to Train Your Dragon, that's a trilogy. There's three of those. Really cool. And then one of my favorite ones where dragon is protector is Shang-Chi, the Marvel Cinematic Universe offering. So hopefully those will be helpful to you during the year, and I definitely will make sure I mention them again going forward. And then last but not least, this mineral year is also characterized by the number 8, a very, very powerful numerological symbol, represents infinity. It represents winding around and coming back to where it began, but now you're different, now you're bigger, now you're grown, but you get that chance to come back and learn that, learn who you are now. It's also about prosperity and abundance and wisdom and all sorts of really good things, the number 8, yeah. It's a good vibe for us to have. My quote for tonight, which is where I got my annual theme from, is from the great Jalal al-Din Muhammad Rumi, who lived from 1207 to 1273. And this great Persian poet and also teacher, definitely was a teacher, just, what can I say? Rumi's stuff is so powerful. Thank goodness somebody was able to translate it for us in the West. But as this poem says, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. What you seek is seeking you. And I put that quote on my favorite photo that I've been using to talk about the higher timeline, because to me, it just so characterizes what you seek is seeking you is really, really about. Because it's not about material things. It's not about a person or a car or a home even. Those are connected to it, but the real meaning of this is about the invisible, which I'll call fourth and fifth dimensional realities that we seek, such as freedom, fulfillment, inner peace, joy, self-love, and those happy endings energy, right? Yeah, that's what we're seeking. And the wisdom in this is saying that whatever materially is connected to those energies, it will show up in response to how we are believing that we can have it. Yes, that our desires, our dreams, our happy endings can come true. So this is why the believe is such a big theme, such a big commitment that we need to be making this year. So think about that. What if I could believe that my love of peace and inner peace and joy and balance and self-love and clarity, right? Not being in confusion, safety, you know, what if these things that I am seeking, I'm desiring, because all the material stuff is connected to that. Really think about that. When you go shopping, yeah, it's not just so you can have that physical thing. It's because there's something you're getting from it, like food. Food to me is one of the biggest safety things that we can go after on the planet. I need food so I feel safe, so I won't die, so my body can keep going. Yeah. And so what if I believed that my search for the safety in the food is actually looking for me, actually an energy that wants to come to me. Yeah. What if that is the truth? And so that's what this annual theme is about. This is about us having an opportunity to really learn what that means, that how our desires really get fulfilled. And it definitely is going to come out of our ability to believe that we can have it. Yeah. And of course, I'll be talking more about that beautiful, beautiful quote. And of course, you can Google and look up stuff. There's people that have all kinds of responses to it. But that's my definition for it, about us being able to really believe that we can have it. So now I'm going to go through these five annual commitments, and I'm going to do the first one last because I did want to take some time to spill on that since it is January and it is time for that first one, which is about believe. But here we're going to start with heal. Start with heal. And I've associated the months and the elemental wisdom to it, which is fire and mineral, and this will be in February and September that I'll be talking about this. And the tagline is, the ancestors don't need you to repeat their journey. They want you to heal from it. I was having a conversation with somebody today, and I asked them, I said, do you think you're your ancestors? And they said, well, yeah, of course, you know, because they came first, and that's who I come through, and, you know. And I really had to let them know that, no, that's not the truth. You are not your ancestors. You can't be them, because that's not what they need from you. They need you to grow and heal. They don't need you to repeat what they did. They need you to move forward from it. So this year we're being more strongly than ever supported, sorry, I forgot the word supported, to heal ancestral wounds of what was done to oppressed, marginalized, stereotyped, and villainized people. And that's everybody really on the planet in some form or another. But definitely there's some specific groups, of course, especially here in America, who have been through that. And so we're going to see a lot more support for the healing of those wounds coming up. So be on the lookout for that. Absolutely. Next, we have move forward. Move forward as a commitment. And here's what's meant by that. Again, it's associated with nature and earth, so I'll be spilling on it in March and October. This is consciously experience yourself and your life from the inside out. Wow. New opportunities, people, and experiences will become more aligned to your authentic self, and you will have more challenges and adversities resolve more easily and effortlessly. Yeah. Because, you know, definitely moving forward can be a physical action where we, you know, we're actually moving. But I'm talking about us moving in terms of who we really are. Yeah. So from my notes I wrote down, by imagining your best life, then transforming ancestral emotional blocks, then strengthening your ability to believe and behave like you've already moved forward, you will have the external reality to manifest as a reflection of that truth. Yeah, absolutely. So moving forward is really about how we shift and grow our belief system and our attitude. Yeah. And doing that from the inside out is going to be more important than ever. And this is basically what self-mastery is truly about. Again, more about that in March and October. Next comes live on purpose. Yes. Your job is not your purpose. And this is aligned with mineral and water. It'll show up in April and November that I'll spill on it. Your job can be an expression of purpose, but your purpose is much greater than a job. Your purpose is connected to your soul, the center of your inner landscape that holds the truth of who you are. Yeah. So living on purpose, getting really, really clear about that and how it's showing up for you. Absolutely. And then we have go beyond. Yeah. Interesting with this, when I was making up my collage, and I don't know where my head was at, because, you know, this energy of Pluto and Aquarius has been on me weeks before it really showed up. So I didn't finish making this the way I wanted to, and I just discovered it tonight, so I switched it up as much as I could. But this had mineral in the middle, and it's supposed to have fire because this is aligned with earth and fire in May and December. Now is the time to experience the more of who you truly are. This year, we can choose to go beyond the borders of our trauma and step onto a new unknown path of fulfillment, joy, and happy endings. Yes, yes, yes. This is going to be so wonderful to talk about. I am so excited for this. Yeah, yeah. And so this brings me to believe. Woo-hoo. And this is aligned with water and nature. So I'll be spilling on it now and then again in August, but it's about use your imagination to accept and hold on to your dreams of happy endings in life. Practice believing in your happy endings by consciously taking time to imagine them. And this is all about how important it is for us to really, really get how powerful we are as humans in our ability that we've been given to shift up our minds, to shift up our perceptions, to shift up our belief systems. And imagination is very important in this. It's so essential. In fact, the great Albert Einstein, that genius, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. More important than knowledge. Yeah, like really, really cool and really important. There's this guy from the 1920s, a man named Neville Goddard, who was schooled by an Ethiopian rabbi named Abdullah. And Neville Goddard was a mentor to Wayne Dyer. So if you know Wayne Dyer's work, then you will know Neville Goddard. But Neville does some really cool stuff about what he learned from Abdullah about using your imagination to manifest what you're seeking. Yeah, that's seeking you. Absolutely. So I'll be bringing some of that to you this year. But let's talk about the importance of imagination and how, as children, this is what we knew to do, you know, because imagination is how we learn to believe in what we want to manifest in life. We begin to play with it. We begin to play with the idea. We begin to play with the concept. Like, wouldn't that be cool if I could do that? And I just love these pictures that somebody created showing the child's imagination. Yeah. And so I want to just share with you some pictures I found of imagination, these visual artists creating these things. Like, wow, imagine if this is what happens when lovers embrace. You know, the swans show up, the lily pads, you got a Victrola, you know, I even see a film clapboard, a little ship comes in, you know, balloons go off, there's the fairy dust, you know. Like, isn't that so cool? This one is really nice. This is, imagine when a parent is holding their child, loving on their child. Look at all of the beautiful images that show up. This is the energy around it. I love that the Taj Mahal is in there, too. That's really powerful. Hot air balloons, daisies, bunnies, you know, like, wow, so cool. Of course, I like this one, being a musician. Here's a guy, looks like maybe he's waiting for the bus, and he's just totally into the music. He's just listening, hearing it, feeling it. It's all around him. Including the sun and the planets. I see Mars, I see Saturn, Pluto, you know, just in his element, just in the vibe. Yeah, imagine that. And then this one is cool. God, I've been here a lot. I'll be sitting out on a bench or someplace and just project myself into the stratosphere and just give myself permission to be as light as air, yeah, to really feel good. I did a lot of public transportation growing up in New York City, and I went to college using public transportation. So I had to ride a ferry. I had to ride the train, the subway train. And I even had to walk at a period. But when you do that kind of transportation in a city like New York, oh, yeah, you learn to use your imagination and project yourself up and out so that what? Yeah, so that you don't lose your center, that you can stay feeling good as you're going through it. Yeah, absolutely. So the best use of imagination is creativity. The worst use of imagination is anxiety, and that comes from Deepak Chopra. And you may be wondering, okay, what does this have to do with believe? And to me, it has everything to do with believe. you know, we're in a world now that will tell us, unless you can experience something with your five senses, it's not real. And thank goodness there are scientists now that are breaking up that as the only reality that we can have. And, you know, somebody like Einstein knew that imagination was more than knowledge because he actually imagined himself riding a comet out in space, and that's where he got so many of his formulations and calculations and mathematics from, so that he could talk about, you know, his theory of relativity. So imagination is really a very powerful, powerful tool that we have access to. And it's easy to get invalidated based on something you believe that you want, something you want to have, something you want to do, somewhere you want to be in life. It's easy to look at your bank account and say, oh, I can't afford that. It's easy to look at the place you're in and what's around you and think, well, this is the best that I'm going to ever do. I should be happy with this. You might hear from people that say, oh, that's pie in the sky. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? You know. So there's a lot of that that we deal with. And so your job, especially as a wisdom walker, as a self-master, is to use your imagination to break through all of those limiting beliefs and get into the real believing. See yourself, imagine yourself in the situation you want to be, in the home you want to be, in the car you want to be. I don't care. Like, I imagine myself playing my grand piano, my 6.5-foot piano, you know. Imagine yourself doing it and give yourself enough time to actually feel what it's like doing what it is that you're desiring. Yeah. If you're imagining a different home or a new home, actually see yourself in that place. Walk into the rooms. Touch the furniture. Breathe the air in the garden. Yeah. The more sensory that you allow your imagination to be, the more you are shifting up. Now, here's the science. You're shifting up your brain waves. You're shifting up how your mind is functioning so that what? Yeah, so that you are going to be able to break through into the opportunities, the information, whatever support you need in order for that dream and happy ending to come true. Yeah. You know, it's so much about giving yourself permission to be creative and to go into beauty. Because beauty to me is an energy that's always around us, always we can access, but we'll overlook it at times. Or maybe we've been conditioned to think, oh, that's not beautiful, you know, when it really can be. And so using the power of our mind to look for beauty instead of look for, no, this can't work, and I can't have that, and I won't do this, and oh, this never works out for me, and I can't have whatever, you know. Give yourself permission to imagine in a beautiful way the different situation that you want to have in your life, to experience in your life. And, you know, this is like growing a muscle. This isn't going to happen overnight, but the more you do it, the more you give yourself permission, the better it's going to be. Yeah. So your personal growth opportunity for this time, two things. One is review the five new collective commitments of believe, heal, move forward, live on purpose, and go beyond. And see if you can integrate that into your annual, your personal annual commitments. I was able to do that, and it's really helpful, really helpful. Like, what do you want to be able to believe? What do you want to heal ancestrally? What wound do you want to heal? Or maybe you don't know, but maybe you're ready to learn, to investigate, to have it revealed, you know, so on and so forth. The second thing for your PGO is to give yourself time and set a timer if you need to, or put it on a calendar, whatever you've got to do, to take time every day to imagine yourself having your dream come true. And like I said, the more time you take to get more sensory with it, where you're touching, smelling, you know, tasting, feeling, I could feel the wind coming across the lawn in my new home with this beautiful furniture, you know, whatever you can do to deepen it, yeah, you will see some incredible results showing up. Yeah, absolutely. So here is my Sarah saying for this month of January as we open up to this new year. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Thank you, Mama Sarah. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I have come to the conclusion of my multicast for tonight. So grateful as always to Miss Yvette Parker and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. And a very special happy birthday to Brother Forrest, who's having a birthday today. So cool. Aquarian, right on that cusp, came in. Yeah, so cool. Big year for you, Brother Forrest, big year. I also want to shout out, of course, to all my regular listeners out there, and you know who you are, to those who have Wisdom Walk with me or are going to be Wisdom Walking with me, and to my family on both coast and in the middle of the country. Love you guys. To my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, and my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, especially now, like, yeah, the medicine is really wanting us to walk it. So just know that, yeah, we're in that time. And last but not least, of course, to all of you who are listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I am so grateful to have this opportunity to share my wisdom, my insights, and my enthusiasm for life with all of you. Yes, 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 yes. So for those of you listening through Black Hole Radio, know that you can access videos on this month's Elemental Wisdom, my Astrology for Self-Mastery, on my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I also want you to know that you can get notified through my Facebook page or my Facebook community, Wisdom Walk Community. And if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, of course, you'll automatically get the postings for when I do. I usually try to do 2 Wisdom Walk Talks a month and 1 Elemental Wisdom. Astrology will depend on how many aspects are going on, but usually it's around the moon. It's usually new moon and full moon. Now, this broadcast tonight will be repeated through Black Hole Radio next Sunday, January 28th. And my next multicast will be on, live multicast will be on Sunday, February the 4th. Yeah, and I'll be spinning on healing those ancestral wounds. Interesting, it'll be the month of Black History, and also it's the month of, there's something else that's in February besides Groundhog Day. I can't think of it now, but anyway, but that is Black History Month. That's very significant, and this is about healing ancestral wounds. I also want to promote my book real quick for you. It's still available. Kindle, Walmart, A's Books, Hamilton Books, all online booksellers should be able to get you access to it. Also want to promote my friend Juanita Robinson's book, The Inner Ground Railroad, A 40-Day Journey to Remembering Soul and Spirit, written by her and Amy Houghton, also available through Amazon, Kindle, and other online booksellers. And last but not least, to encourage you to tune in to Queen Reverend Adara's Heart for Healing service which she is now doing on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. And she's doing it for free. So it starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern time. And the next one will be on February the 7th, a couple of days after her birthday. Yeah. And so, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, the living entities, everything that walks with me. Keep my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, please have a healthy and safe double fire week, because the elemental week starts on Monday, it's 22nd, where we're being truthful and calling on those ancestors, yeah. Now, continue to wear your mask and strengthen your immune system, because there's a new variant of COVID that is really, really powerful, and you want to avoid it at all costs. Practice safe relating. Wash those face and hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety. Embrace science safety. And most importantly, folks, most importantly, please know that you are not disposable, because you are divine. Good night now.